This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's leaving. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is resigning. A series of scandals did him in. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London.
Johnson is known for his ability to wriggle out of tight spots. He managed to stay in power despite accusations that he was too close to party donors. He also withstood allegations that he misled Parliament and was dishonest to the public about government office parties that broke pandemic lockdown rules. The last straw came from recent disclosures that Johnson knew about allegations of sexual misconduct of a party lawmaker, Chris Pincher, before he promoted the man to a senior position.
Moscow says Brittany Griner violated the law. The evidence is indisputable, says a Russian official. The Phoenix Mercury basketball star is in court again today in Russia after she was arrested and accused of a cannabis oil offense. Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton says,
sadly, the Russian government will take full advantage of the fact that she is one of the most recognizable athletes in the world. They're not going to treat her fairly or let her go lightly.
He was heard there on ABC 15 Arizona. Brittany Griner could get 10 years in prison if she's convicted. In Ukraine, it appears Russia may be easing its offensive temporarily, say analysts. They say the Russian military appears to be trying to reassemble its forces to go forward again. China says the U.S. is the biggest threat to world peace and stability. The U.S. has accused Beijing of spying and threats to the international order. A few hours from now, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced for violating George Floyd's civil rights. He's agreed to 20 to 25 years in a federal prison, but a judge will decide. Chauvin is doing time in a state prison now. Senate Democrats reportedly want to boost taxes on some high earners to help fund Medicare. This is AP News. Are you watching the House January 6th committee hearings? AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The testimony of a former White House aide before the January 6th committee has proven to be a ratings winner. The surprise hearing promised to deliver riveting testimony, and Cassidy Hutchison delivered a big audience. Her testimony about former President Donald Trump's actions before, during, and after the assault of his followers on the U.S. Capitol was a ratings winner. Nielsen reports it reached a larger live audience than any of the four other daytime hearings. The session was seen by nearly 13.2 million people last week. That is a 28% jump from the 10.25 million who watched the committee's previous daytime hearing, and 23% over the average from the four daytime hearings. The committee's first hearing, the only one shown in prime time, was seen by 19.4 million people. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.